produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings to you, my sisters and brothers. God bless you for just another amazing day and a great season of Thanksgiving that we're in right now. We're so honored to be before you to speak this word of strength and encouragement during this Thanksgiving season. We first want to stop and thank God, whom all glory and honor is due, for just allowing us to be here and to be alive today, to his son Jesus, who without him dying and shedding his blood on Calvary's cross, we would not have redemption from our sins. And to his spirit, the Holy Ghost, we thank you today. I give honor for this platform, for this forum, just to be able to share the word of God. I give honor to my wife, to all of my daughters, and my special daughter, Kayla, the founder of this great platform. We thank God for finding my way in the doors that God have opened through you to use your voice in this platform to reach souls all around the world. We give honor to every priest, every bishop, every pastor, every man, woman of God, every prophet, prophetess. We don't want to miss anyone. We honor and we respect all of you. Thank God for my sisters and brothers that on every network of Finding My Way, I thank God for you today. Thank God for your dedication. Thank God for working in a spirit of excellence to represent our Father in heaven, this network, yourselves, your families, your ministries. I thank God for each and every one of you from the depths of my soul, Bishop Elliott. I said thank you. I appreciate your work behind the scenes, those that are on the front line, those that work to get recordings together, to send things out to make sure that they're edited, that they're broadcast on time. Thank you so much. Those that we never hear about that are behind the scenes, thank you for what you do, the boots on the ground in different places. And absolutely, we thank God in advance for the new nations and places that the voices of this network are going to happen this year and also in the incoming year. I just want to tell you in advance, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you so much. Don't stop working. Don't stop sowing. Don't stop giving. Don't stop lifting up the name of Jesus, because the Lord is soon to come. And we have so much work to do as we strive every single day to win, to work, to draw 1 billion souls to the kingdom of God. I want to thank every sponsor that sponsored us. Thank you so much, sponsors, for what you do, how you give, how you support us to keep this network and these broadcasts going on all around the world. Without you, I just want to say personally, without you, we would not be able to do the things that we do. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone that's a part of Finding My Way. Whatever the title of your network, whatever you broadcast from, whatever nation, country, whatever you record and send in, that souls can hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to know you are important to us and you're such an important part of this family. I love you. This is from Bishop Elliott. God bless you. Thank you so much. I just want to take a few moments to share this word of thanksgiving with you in this season. If you would just give me just a few minutes, I promise we will not take that long. If you have your Bible, I want to share from the book of St. John chapter 11. St. John chapter 11, you know the story, but I want to read just a little bit of it. And we're going to talk about it just for a few moments, and then we're going to go ahead on and get off. The word of the Lord says, excuse me, in St. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 41, the word of the Lord reads this: "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Let me read that again. "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." God bless you for the readers and hearers of God's word. Father God, we thank you today for this season of giving a word to your people. Lord, I want to say thank you today. Thank you for everything that you have given us. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for providing for us. Thank for how you blessed this radio network, oh God, finding my way this past year. You have enlarged our borders and territory. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the founders. Thank you for every host, every CEO, every listener. Thank you for every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every prophetess, every person, every sponsor that contributes, that works behind the scenes to make this network possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for every priest. Lord, I pray over every nation. There's no third world nation. Every nation belongs to you. I pray for the sovereignty of people. I pray for Israel. I pray for Ghana. I pray for Ukraine. I pray for Russia. I pray for South America. I pray for North America. I pray for our borders. I pray for Mexico. I pray for Canada. I pray for Kenya. I pray for Nairobi. I pray for Brazil, Europe, Asia. I pray for every border around this planet, oh God. There's 8 billion plus people on this earth. Some are starving. Some have more than enough. Some are running over. Some are broken. Some are hurting, oh God. But Lord, I just want to say thank you over every soul. For every time we got in an automobile, a Jeep, a tractor, a car, or walking, oh God, you allowed us to make it back home safely. So Lord, I just want to say thank you. Every time we had a plate of food and we didn't say thank you or to bless someone else that did not have anything, Lord, thank you for having mercy that you did not cut us off. Thank you for every soul you've healed this past year. Thank you for every marriage you stopped from ending in divorce. Thank you for every automobile crashing that you stopped. Thank you for every plane going down that could have crashed and killed people. Thank you, oh God, for every train you allowed to drive along the rails. Thank you for every ship that you allowed, oh God, to sail across the water. Every person that was walking, every person in transit, oh God. I thank you for those that in transition that you're keeping the fabulous. I pray for those that have suffered great and massive loss on this year. Lord, I pray for God for every municipality. I pray for our governments in every nation. I pray for rulers in high places, oh God. I pray for armies and military bases. I pray for militants, oh God. I pray for rebels, oh God. I pray for those that are throwing rocks and hiding their hands. I pray, oh God, for the nations that are fighting right now. I pray for the wars and rumors of wars. I pray over every hospital bed. I pray over every hospice center. I pray for those that are struggling, that are living on the side of the road in mission homes, those that have been forgotten about in nursing homes and hospice centers, those that are battling, God, terminal diseases, oh Lord. I pray for them right now. And God, we're so grateful for the water that we have. Thank you, Lord, for the food that we have, the crops that have been harvested in this harvesting season. Lord, thank you right now. I pray, God, for food to go out across nations that are broken. I pray for nations that are smaller, that depending upon other nations that are larger to help them. Lord, I tell you, thank you right now for every priest, every rabbi, oh God, every Levite, oh God, every Gentile, every Jew. Lord, I thank you for them right now. I thank you for those that are getting better, that are getting stronger. I thank you for those that survived, oh God. I thank you for those, oh Lord, that are still standing in this season. Lord, I thank you for the dew in the rain, oh God. Lord, I pray over every family, every person that's bit over and broken. Lord, I pray for them. I pray for their healing. I pray for their strength. I pray for greater anointing, greater manifestation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you would enlarge territory and borders and increase finance and increase revelation and thought, oh God, and spiritual healing and spiritual wealth and spiritual understanding, God, and go abroad and locally, oh God, go across the borders of the water, divide the firmament from the firmament, oh God, increase our mind processes, our thought, oh God, look on those that are sick and bound, oh God, I pray for them, and Lord, I thank you for keeping them here another day. I thank you, God, for keeping us safe every single day. I thank you for providing clothes and raiment, oh God. I thank you, God, for looking on Mama D today, oh God. Continue to strengthen her, to raise her up, oh God, for a time such as this, to give your name glory, honor, and praise, oh God. I thank you, God, for everything you are planning, because we know behind the scenes, oh God, you are doing something, and there's about to be a shift. There's about to be a seismic change, oh God. But Lord, I want to tell you, for everything, oh God, you've done this year, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God, your name is worthy to be praised. And God, I want to pray over our borders. I want to pray over every nation. I want to pray over every people and just say thank you, oh God. Thank you for what you're doing. It may not look like much, but little as much when your hand is on it. And God, I thank you and I bless your name, oh God. And I just want to give your name glory for touching every continent. I thank you for your face touching the waters, oh God, for allowing the wind to blow when we need the wind to blow, oh God. I thank you for allowing the rain to fall when we need the rain. I thank you for the sunshine, for the moonlight, oh God, for the winters that have to come, oh God. Thank you for everything, every blade of grass you have allowed to grow this year. And now that every leaf that is falling because the seasons are changing, Lord, I thank you today forgive our heart and soul. But God, we are humble at your feet to just say thank you for everything that you have given us in the course of this year. Even through tragedy, Lord, thank you. Even through sadness, Lord, thank you. Even through being broken this past year, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. You wiped away every tear. Lord, I want to tell you, thank you. Every soul that was drawn back to the kingdom, Lord, we tell you, thank you. Every backslider, God, that's going to be reclaimed, we tell you, thank you in advance, oh God. Every family member that's going to be healed, every marriage that's going to be saved, every church door that's going to blossom and bring forth fruit, God, we tell you, thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Heal our race, heal the human race, heal in every race, oh God. Heal in every ethnicity, every background, oh God. Lord, we tell you, thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we're so grateful. And we just want to continue to say thank you for every battle you brought us through, for every crop that you blessed, every soul that you reclaimed, the water, God, you have given us, the food, oh God. Lord, we want to tell you, thank you right now. You brought us out of years of fighting with COVID-19. You brought us from great magnitude earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes. And Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you today for everything you've done. Every time we got an automobile and we didn't buckle up, but you let us arrive safely. Every time we got on a plane, a ship, we walked to the mailbox. Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you today in so many ways. And I want to give your name glory, honor, and praise in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. If you'll just turn your attention just very briefly to this text, and I just want to share a little bit out of it with you today, that listen, the thought I want to use for this is give thanks before you make your request. Give thanks before you make your request. This is a very popular scripture thought. St. John chapter 11. And we know the Bible says that there was a certain man that was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, had two sisters, Mary and Martha, and they all were close to Jesus. And the Bible declares and tells us, you know, if you just give me just a few minutes, I promise, and I'll get on through this and be through. Oh, my God. But it's such a blessing through this text or whatever that we look at these people that were close to Jesus. And many times we are close to people that may get sick or may get at the point of death. But are we close enough to bless and praise and magnify God and to begin to tell God thank you before we even make a request unto the Lord? I'm praying that somebody understand what I'm saying right now. Is that, listen, that they went on and the story goes that Lazarus was sick. He was so sick until he was at the point of death. And then after that, the Bible declares that Lazarus had died. The Bible says that going on for a few days that they had got the word to Jesus and Jesus was traveling a few days away. But it says at first that when Jesus got the word about Lazarus, that Jesus simply told the disciples that Lazarus was asleep. And when you think about it, you know, that one way you can look at it, say that, hey, amen, that when we have transitioned, when we have passed away, that we are sleeping. Oh, we don't have to get so deep with it today, that we are sleeping, that we are resting in the arms of the Father until the clarion call comes that the dead in Christ shall get up. Oh, praise God, to God be the glory. But it says that, you know what, that as they talked about it and as they went on for a few days and after Jesus told them that Lazarus was sick, that eventually he went ahead on and told them that, you know what, that Lazarus, you know, is dead. And said that, you know what, Jesus said, well, let's go back and let's check on him. And they were saying, Jesus, what reason do we need to go back now and check on him if Lazarus is dead? And matter of fact, if you go back there, you got to understand something, Lord, that they're going to kill you if you go back
And Jesus said, I don't care nothing about being stoned. I need to go and see about Lazarus. And I want to tell you today that there's so many times that we're so caught up about what people will say or think about us or what they'll do to us that we don't even stop to say, you know, let me just stop and tell God thank, because after all, that's what this is about. Before I make my request for you to deal with my enemies, Lord, let me tell you thank you. Mm-hmm. Before I begin to ask you for this Mercedes-Benz, Lord, let me tell you thank you. Before I begin to ask you for this house or this church or this husband or this wife, I just wonder, will you just stop and begin to tell the Lord thank you? Because I know it's something to tell him thank you in advance, because most times we have to feel like we got to already have it in our hand before we tell God thank you. But today I just wonder, can you just begin to give God a thank you praise? It hadn't even happened yet, but God, I'm telling you, thank you. Kayla, come on here, Kayla. Mama D hadn't even got up yet, but I know you're already telling God thank you, Jesus. He haven't even expanded the territory, my God, of even more networks. He's going to give more than 3, more than 6, more than 12 that he's going to give in 2024, my God. But I'm already saying thank you from Nepal. I'm already saying thank you for Oceania. I better stop coming before I tell something here now. But I'm saying, can you just tell God thank you? They're not even saved yet, but I'm telling God thank you. I'm still living on the street and I'm homeless, but I'm already telling God thank you. The doctor said it. Hey, I don't know if you're going to ever get well, but I'm already telling God thank you, my God. They're already, my God, already going down to make the final arrangement, but I'm already telling God thank you for him being resurrected and being alive. I'm just saying, can you just thank him? Can you just thank him? I know what the doctor said, but he said, why are you telling him thank you? I told you that you're going to die and not live. But when you let your mind go back, my God, for a moment, and you understand that when the man of God went and told the kings and said, hey, God says, set your house in order because you're going to die and not live. And I can imagine in my mind to where this sounds crazy at, that the man, after he left out, the man just began to tell God, thank you. God, I may die, but I'm still going to tell you, thank you. You may not extend my life, but God, I just want to tell you, thank you. It ain't happened yet, but God, I want to tell you, thank you. Sometime God will let your mind go back to some things you had asked God for years ago, and they just not coming to fruition all the many years. You know why? Because I told God thank you back then, and your haters don't understand why you praise God like you do. But I thank God for the little small things, for the pair of socks. I tell God thank you. I'm able to wiggle my fingers and my toes. I tell God thank you. See, some people don't bless them unless they ride on a jet, my God. Some people don't bless them unless they're able to go across the seas and all around the world. But I thank God for just being able to go right round the block. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for letting me being able to walk to the end of my driveway. Why do you tell him thank you, Brother Bishop? Because somebody can't even walk today. Somebody don't even know they're in this world. But I just wonder, can you just tell God thank you for the healing? It ain't even happened yet, but I'm telling, I'm still taking medicine, but God, thank you for the healing, my God. They say they don't know if I'm gonna live or die, but I'm telling God thank you for running around on a jogging field. I give God name the glory, and I give God name the praise, y'all. I'm almost finished now, but the Bible declares, Thomas said, come on, Jesus is going to die. Let's go and die with him. Slow down, Brother Bishop. And the Bible declares, as they begin to make their way back, and I just want to stop it for a moment just to say, and look at how he's met with one of his friends. One of the little girls, the little daughter said, Jesus, if you had been here, my God, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. Come on here. That's Martha talking to the Lord now. Jesus, now you all doing whatever, not understanding now. He has more business to attend to and more things to deal with now. But I'm just saying now, why don't you come in and tell him thank you? Come on. But she got her mouth stuck out and she's there, said this right here to the Lord. If you had been here, already knowing his power. And I just wonder now, that if he had been here, he wouldn't have died, that now that it's here, what do you think will happen? Oh, that's just me. Help me out, Bishop. I'm just saying. Now, you say, if he had been here, but he here now. I hear you saying, oh, if he had been here yesterday, Bishop, but he here now. If he had been here before the train came, but he here now. If he had been here before the plane went down, but he here now. Oh, my God. If he had been here before the judge banged his gavel, but he here now. Because Jesus turned to him and said, listen here, let me tell you something, daughter. He says, I know that whatever stuff that God acts is going to happen, but God is going to do something. Jesus said unto him, he said, listen here, thy brother shall live again. Martha said, wait a minute now. I know I'm going to see him in a resurrection. Jesus said, you know, I am. Woo. I am the resurrection and the life. And though your brother were dead, yet shall he live again. If you can just believe in me, all things are possible. And she began to have this look, amen, that Jesus said, you know, go and call for your sister Mary, because something great and mighty is beginning. It's about to happen. And I want you to know, amen, before Jesus even done anything, amen, he said, where did you lay him at? I'm trying to get through about, come on, just telling God, thank you. The Bible declares said that they went on out there to the sepulchre and where they had laid, come on, where they had laid Lazarus, and he hadn't even called Lazarus' name yet, and I'm almost there, y'all, now. And the Bible said that we get to the shortest verse in the Bible, and it says that Jesus wept. Oh, I'm getting happy now. And I wonder, man, do you weep sometime? There's a song that says, I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right, because I know that Jesus will fix it. I know that God will turn it around. I know he's a healing balm in Gilead. I know he's a deliverer of my soul. When I lost my mom, I'm still here, Jesus. When my father died a few months ago, but I'm still standing. When we lost Brandon, my God, some years back, but we're still standing. When we lost Daddy Leverell a year ago, but we're still standing. When we lost Granny Orly a little while back, but we're still standing. In the name of Jesus, I want you to know right now, come on here, just like Jesus wept, I'm gonna have to weep sometime, but that's all right, because the Bible says there's a tree, come on here, for the healing of the nation, and we'll say that God will wipe every tear from your eye. You may be crying right now, but if you just begin to give him thanks before you make your request, God gonna dry every tear. He gonna save that daughter, he gonna save that son, he's gonna save in that village, my God, he's gonna heal and save Israel, he gonna save in Gaza, he going to save God around the Palestinians. He going to save Muslims. He going to save Christians. He going to save the Orthodox. He going to save Catholic. My God. He going to save, my God, Christians. He going to save the loss of every reformation in the name of Jesus, because his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, that ran down and split, my God, that split it and split the temple in twain, my God, in the name of Jesus, for his glory, honor, and praise right now, God, we give your name glory. We're gonna pray and tell you thank before we put our request in. And the Bible says that Jesus wept because he was concerned about his friend being gone right now. And then that's when I get to our key verse. Can you help me right now? Can I read it when it says that, wait a minute, even though he's crying now and his heart is heavy and I'm about to get on up out of here. But then it says in verse 41, it says, then they took away the stone. He said, take the stone away. He says, on the place where the dead is laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes, and here we go, y'all. He said, Father, I thank you that you heard me and you always hear me. Before he even told Lazarus to come forth, he gave God name glory. He told the Lord, thank you, before he made a request. He said, Lord, thank you for what you are about to do. You hadn't even done it through me yet, but what you're about to do, Lord, I want to tell you thank you. Kaylee hadn't even released the networks yet, but Lord, thank you. He hadn't even put you on TV yet, but Lord, thank you. There's some more billionaires you're going to bump into, but I'm just going to tell you thank you. There's some more people that are going to find their way to finding my way. I want to tell you thank you right now. They're going to find you right here in this spot down here in Tennessee. They're going to say, can we be a part of it? Come on, I'm just prophesying over you right now in the name of Jesus. Because of your heart, my God, because of your faithfulness, because you're getting your look closet and you cry out to God and say, I'm just a little old different girl, but God, I love and I love you with all my soul. And God have heard your prayer request, Kayla. He heard you tell him thank you for Mama D getting up, Jesus. He's heard you praying for Kaya. He's heard you scratching out of all the networks. And to all the networks that are listening, God have heard your request. But he have also said, Lord, thank you. Can I about just say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you before I even ask. Lord, I thank you before I even pray about it. I just want to say, Lord, thank you. I just want to say, Lord, thank you. Before he even asked for Lazarus to come forth, he said, Lord, thank you. Before he even called Lazarus' name out, he said, Lord, thank you. Yes, he cried because that's a natural side. And if Jesus can cry, what about you? If Jesus wasn't too high or too way up being the Son of God, being the glory of the Father, if he humbled himself and cried and showed true emotion, what about you today? I just want to say before you ask, just tell him thank you. Before you make that request, give thanks. Give thanks and say, Lord, I thank you in advance. Because I know, God, that's finna be a shift. That's finna be a change like no other. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, if it's about the showbread, I don't know. If this is about, oh, God, going behind the veil and your blood caused the veil to be ripped in twain, oh, God, that it took so many hundred of men to hang to separate the priests from the people, God, I don't know. But, Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for the water you're going to provide. Thank you for all the people you're going to feed. Thank you, God, for healing Nairobi. Thank you, God, for healing on the continent of Africa. Thank you, God, for healing on the continent of Asia, where over 4 billion people live. Thank you for healing, oh, God, in India, where over 1 billion people live. Thank you for healing in America, oh, God. Thank you for saving in America, God. Thank you for saving the wicked and the ungodly, oh, God. Lord, thank you in advance. Thank you for marriages being healed. Thank you for priests and God, pastors and bishops and apostles and prophets being saved and changed and transformed and being strengthened in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing souls out of poverty. Thank you for the doors of prisons being opened. Thank you for hospital beds being empty, God, not because people are dead, but because people are healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you. Not just this season, but Lord, I thank you for every season. Every day is truly a day of thanksgiving. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for raising Lazarus. Thank you, God, for raising me. Thank you, God, for raising those that will hear me, God, on this broadcast. Thank you, God, for every network that you have raised and birthed. Thank you for every platform. Thank you for every open door. Thank you for allowing us to stand upon an open heaven. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the weak saying I'm strong. Thank you for the sick being healed and well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say thank you for this season. Thank you for your tender mercy, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the voice that you have put inside of us, oh God. Lord, thank you for enlarging our territory. Thank you, God, for sending us out, oh God. Send us out of Ephesus and send us into Europe. Send us to the United States and the United Kingdom and every border around this planet and around this world. Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for using my hands. Thank you for using my gift. Thank you for using those, oh God, on this network and those that are going to come aboard. And God, as you enlarge all of these borders and territories, oh God, and be able to release us and to send us and commission us into places that our feet have never sat on, no, our voice has ever been heard. Lord, we thank you in advance. Before we even make another request, I just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, God. I pray, oh God, over every network in this coming year. I thank you for those that are coming, God. They're coming by the tens. They're coming by the hundreds. They're coming by the thousands. Millions being saved and reclaimed, God. Lord, I thank you. Before I even quest about use me, Lord, I said thank you. Before I even ask you, God, to release the money and finances, God, I said thank you. Before I ask you, God, for the jobs and the shifting and the things, oh God, I said thank you right now. Oh, Lord God, Lord, I thank you. I pray over every soul, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this year. We thank you for the abundance of rain, that when we were in a drought, oh God, that when we were in a famine, you yet protected and covered us, oh God. And so, Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you today in the name of Jesus. Again, on behalf of myself, Bishop Elliott, behalf of Finding My Way, the founders,
all of the networks, all of the people working, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you. Thank you for what all that you do, all that you give, all that you support. I just want to say thank you. Be encouraged as we pray over your families in this season. I pray for health. I pray for progress. I pray for strength. I pray that your borders and territories be enlarged. I pray that your spiritual wealth will just come in abundance in the name of Jesus as God gives you overflow naturally. But I pray for abundance spiritually in the name of Jesus that God will enlarge your gifts. That God, as the name of this founding foundation is Finding My Way, I pray that as you find your way, you will continue to give the Lord thanks and thank him before you even make your request. Just stop and give thanks. God bless you. We love you. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed until we're able to share with you again. We love you so much. And again, thank you. Thank you. We love you. Stay encouraged until we're able to speak again. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.